So I was reading Rod Dreher this morning, and I don't even think Dreher picked up on it, but I did. He had a picture of the tortoise, Mitch McConnell, in his piece about the warmongers in Mordor and how war fever have taken over the seat of government city again. Look closely at the picture, because people like him pictures. And I bet Maggie can probably find them on sale at Amazon, too. McConnell's lapel pin with the American flag used to be, there was a pair of crossed American flags. Almost every member of Congress of the House of Representatives wears one. You know, Trump wouldn't go. Trump probably had one on his pajamas. They have now taken it, the pin, and they've replaced the American flag on the right hand side with a Ukrainian flag. So what? We're all Ukrainians now? McConnell is out there yesterday, or 2 days ago. Before the Senate voted for this atrocity, said, "This is the most important thing in the world right now." And I called the president. The president said, I said, "We need to get this by itself, and we need to expedite it." The president said, "Let me think about it." And he goes on to tell the tale, and he's surrounded by Republicans. I've been saying this since 2008, since I got religion and started listening to Ron Paul, that there's no difference between the Republican and the Democrat parties. I think it was C. Everett Dirksen who said it back in the 60s, take a dime and flip it a couple times. When it flips in your hand and it's tails, that's the stupid party, the Republicans. When you flip it and it's heads, that's the Democrats. But it's the same dime, same party. What else could explain? Well, you know what? I'm not going to form it as a question. Let me explain what is going on here. As the world coalesces around, which side are you on? Are you on the side of the good guys? Are you a Zelensky? Are you on the Zelensky to save your side? Did anyone hear my interview with Alexander Tshugawel the other day when I mentioned Ukraine and Russia? And he said some bad things about the Russians and about Putin, but his heavy fire was on Zelensky, the pro-abort, pro-sodomite Jew. It would only make sense, comedian Jew, that we would rally around the pro-abort and the pro-sodomite. Gee, what's the biggest thing that's going on right now, should be, in Mordor? Did you know that Joe Manchin actually spilled the beans on this bill? The U.S. Senate voted yesterday on a bill, which apparently is not the most important thing in the world, but must have been very important to some, voted on a bill that, according to Manchin, if it would have been passed, and he voted against it, if it would have been passed, would have wiped every abortion restriction on the books in any state, would have wiped those laws clean. It would have nullified 500 plus restrictions on abortion. That's what the demon, this is what the demon, almost said demon crap, the demon response is to the upcoming defeat of Roe. Since we haven't heard anything else and there have been no more sneaky leaks, it seems to me that it's baked into the cake now that Roe is going down in flames. What's that, Mrs. O'Connell? Oh, there's a cake gender?
There's a new cake gender now for those people that are feeling light and fluffy, or like if they have layers and like, you know, cake.
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 Oh, because you, oh, like a two-layer cake. Oh, okay, I get it.
So instead of being called he or her for pronouns, you're called cake.
You're called cake. Mordor is filled with Satanists. You know, the other last month in April, I went back and I watched Out of Shadows, the documentary again, because it's been 2 years since I've seen it. And I just wanted to see if my mind had changed any since the first time or that I'd watched it. Because I've learned a lot since then, as I'm sure many of you have. So I watched it again a month ago. What stood out to me the first time was the fact that the proud demons, hide in plain sight. That when they make a deal with whoever to be one of them and to rise to the upper echelon, the whatever industry or skill or trade or whatever it is that the person appealed to Moloch for help with, that the deal is struck that you can't hide what you are. You have to tell. You must publicly express the fact that you're one of us. You're in Illuminati. You're in the satanic death cult. And it's just expressed in many different ways. Being photographed by covering one eye up is the most frequent one, or being photographed while giving the 666 symbol over one eye, being photographed with your right hand stuck inside the left lapel of your jacket or your shirt, that's another way, or just being like Jay-Z and Beyonce and making straight-up hardcore porn music for 8-year-olds. So that was my big takeaway the first time. When I started thinking about it, I'm like, my goodness. I'd seen all this stuff, but I never connected the dot. Well, now I've connected the dots, a lot of them. Well, when I watched Out of Shadows for the second time last month, the thing that stood out to me the most was the Pizzagate part, which is the last half hour, 25 minutes of the film. And if you don't know what Pizzagate is, you remember back in 2015 or whenever it was when the DNC's emails were stolen? And then they were given to Julian Assange, and Julian Assange published them all on WikiLeaks. And people that were going through John Podesta, who was Bill Clinton's chief of staff, and one of the guys that was running Hillary's political campaigns, when they started going through John Podesta's emails, somebody noticed something. And what they noticed was these references to pizza. And of course, people that look at this, you're just a conspiracy theory. There's no truth to that pedophiles and pederast and pedo rings communicate using pizza terms as code. Well, if you were to go and ask the FBI, for example, if they've ever conducted sting operations or undercover operations in search of pedophiles and pedo rings, they would tell you that one of the things that they actually look for when they get wiretaps and email taps or what have you, is the pizza code. People have been arrested, have had search warrants served because of the pizza, of using the pizza code. And sure enough, convictions have been the result. Now, I bring this up because in the post-Alito sneaky leak, it has become fashionable for the demonically tainted to go ahead and throw all their chips on the table and to start playing either for the win or ultimately for a stunning and near complete defeat. Which is why you're seeing like, this vote, this bill that they had in the Senate is just an abomination. But it showed the commitment of 47 or however many senators voted for it, shows the commitment that there is to the murder of the soon-to-be-born. As I was saying and have been saying for a long time, they actually need the cries of the children to survive. Apparently, this is Moloch's food. It's what he actually subsists on. Ted in the chat room is saying that Manchin voted against. It was 51-49. Let's look at this through the lens of reality for just a moment, shall we? Do you have the Manchin soundbite, Maggie? 7, digital media file number 7. Let's confront reality for just a moment, if you will. By the way, I don't believe in coincidences. If you needed any more evidence that the time to separate from this maniacal, demonically tainted thing, entity, this monstrosity that calls itself a government, in Mordor on the Potomac River, if you needed any more indication here on Congress Week, they provided it yesterday. The fact, how many Republicans voted against the $40 billion? What was the number? 57. The fact that by almost three quarters of the United States House of Representatives wants to provoke a thermonuclear confrontation with a thermonuclear-armed Russia. If you need any more evidence, it's been provided this week. Now, I don't know Joe Manchin from Adam, but it was Manchin that sided with, I guess, the 50 Republicans to vote against this monstrosity, and then Manchin goes out and spills the beans on what was in the bill. I want you to understand this. One man, this is the difference between 51-49 for and 51-49 against, is one guy. You know, you flip one vote and boom, it passes.